Ever since Stax Records put the words in red letters on the old theater marquee, the neighborhood around the recording studio has been known as Soulsville, USA. This year, the Memphis Symphony Orchestra is giving a series of free concerts in a building just across the street from the Stax Museum. The structure was built to house a grocery store, but the grocery tenant fell through, and like roughly 30% of the neighborhood around it, it sat vacant. Then the orchestra showed up. At the first symphony concert in the space, soul legend Booker T and jazz great Kirk Whalum performed with the orchestra, and William Bell mixed it up with the symphony strings. The soloists and their massive accompanists performed on a hastily erected stage. Musical luminaries tread over plywood boards, untreated and unpainted in places. But despite the makeshift arrangements, hundreds of people came to the concert. Betty Donahue was among them.
And of course, to get a chance to hear the orchestra, the Memphis Symphony Orchestra, for free, can't beat that with a stick. It's wonderful, wonderful.
The hope is that this music will act as a magnet, attracting first concertgoers, then businesses, and residents to Soulsville. The orchestra is working with some neighborhood partners, and together they won a national grant from Art Place. The collective has close to $700,000 to fund a year of concerts and the restoration of bluesman Memphis Slim's house next to the Stax Museum.
If we can get people out here, they'll recognize what's great about this neighborhood.
That's Charlie Santo. He's the somewhat unlikely architect of this whole project. Santo isn't a musician or even a resident of Soulsville. He's the director of the Graduate Program of City and Regional Planning at the University of Memphis. And the idea for these orchestra concerts in Soulsville was hatched in his graduate planning class.
Yeah, I'm interested in neighborhoods and revitalization and community development.
Further down the road, Santo would like to build affordable housing for musicians and create a musician's village in Soulsville.
Well, what we're trying to do is support artists and musicians and the music industry and use music and art as tools to create community engagement and really build on the heritage that exists in the Soulsville neighborhood as the birthplace of American soul music.
But the history of Soulsville and Stax didn't have a lot to do with planning. The hits that came out of rival Motown were highly orchestrated and controlled. But the Stax sound was more accidental, the product of talent and happenstance. And even when Stax was at the height of its fame, the neighborhood around the recording studio still wasn't prosperous. In his book, Sweet Soul Music, Peter Gorelnik described the neighborhood as shabby. Which begs the question, can you plan to make great music? And even if you can you revitalize a neighborhood through that music?
That's a good question. I mean, that's something that we sort of had in the back of our minds when we started this process, was trying to figure out, you know, to what extent can you do this, and to what extent does it have to happen organically, sort of magically on its own? But I think that you can plant the seeds.
To get a look at one of those seeds, Santo and I walked over to the two-story house the project aims to turn into a place where musicians can practice and record.
So this is Memphis Slim's house, right across from the parking lot at Stax Museum.
A few months ago, the Soulsville Project had a tree removed that had fallen on the house.
How would you describe the condition of the house?
Better than it used to be, because I didn't have a tree leaning on it anymore. It's a beautiful structure, and it's waiting for renovation.
Okay, fair enough. What is going on with
the roof on the porch is falling down, yeah.
What?
The roof on the porch is falling down.
But Santo says it's worth saving, and later this year, he expects the house will be ready for people to come in and start making music. For WKNO News, I'm Eleanor Boudreau.